Oh my god, there you are. It is so hard to find you with all these people around. Well, you are kind of a wallflower, and there aren't exactly any animals here you'd hide out with. Don't worry, it was only a few minutes of searching on my end. Wait, you noticed me searching and didn't even bother wave? I see how it is. There's maybe some other people here for me to talk to, actually. Fine. I'll stay with you before you get too clingy. Speaking of animals, this is the outfit you picked, huh? No, it's not disappointment in my voice. You were just building up what sounded like a big, incredible costume to blow me away, and I think I expected more than just sexy kitty. No, it looks good on you. The look kind of suits you more than you'd think. Yeah, I guess this is your first time seeing me in this witch outfit, huh? I'm all ready to cast my little spells and kidnap all the local children and corrupt the wives of good Christian men to lesbianism. Thanks, but it's really not that extravagant of an outfit. Fine, I do look pretty hot in it after all. My witchy brew for the evening? This is just Diet Coke. Gonna be driving home. Also, I have work tomorrow morning and I refuse to show up hungover again. That one time was an absolute disaster. You taking the opportunity to get fucked up yourself, or? Oh, I didn't realize that was due soon. God, we're really getting into the season of assignment test hell, aren't we? No, there's nothing too pressing for me at the moment. Maybe for once I have a semester I can actually keep on top of things. Famous last words. Guess it's not the same for others with how much drinking happening here. Do you reckon Squid Game was envisioned with people dressed up as contestants chugging a whole can in one go? That'd be one hell of a game. Hey, is that over there? Yeah, I thought so. God, they did such a great job with the costume and the makeup. You could barely tell it was them. Were they chilling out here in that look instead of convention? Almost feels wasted for this scene. Okay, let's be honest. I don't feel underdressed. I am underdressed. Have you seen how short this skirt is? Oh, something caught your eye? Please, we both know that you love it when I call you out like that. I mean, it's not like I wasn't planning for people to check me out in this outfit. It's just fun to tease those a little shy about it. Don't you agree? Oh, hey there! Nice job with the party, dude. Nah, I'm sticking sober tonight. Can't always be a hardcore partier, you know? Getting older every day. Yeah, I managed to find this shy one eventually. Look, I'm just proud enough they made it here tonight instead of being in their room. Our costume choices. Well, don't know about them. I just really wanted to rock the slutty witch aesthetic, you know. Can't blame you for respecting classics at Halloween. We look like a couple. I mean, you know what they say, we are a couple of besties. No, this wasn't a planned thing. They've been tight-lipped about their costume for weeks. Good luck getting a response yourself. Oh, no. I suppose you've got more people to check in on and more acts to regret in the morning. Thanks for hosting us here. Don't worry, I'm sure we can stay on our best behavior. See ya. So, we look like a couple, huh? You've suddenly gotten a little bit quiet there. Something up? Well, if you want to stand there silent, that's up to you. Nothing to stop me from thinking out loud right next to you, is there? There's a certain reason you picked that outfit for tonight, wasn't there? I've been thinking about this witch outfit for a few weeks, so you absolutely knew about it. And as I'm sure you know, witches tend to have an association with black cats, you know, sort of like that outfit you're wearing right now. It's something subtle enough for me not to immediately notice, but once pointed out to me. Simply, you picked that outfit and came here because you wanted people to look at both of us and assume we were dressing to match each other up. simple little mistake on their part, which you could keep in your thoughts when you fall asleep, maybe. Your silence is really speaking volumes here, you know. It's cute. Not just how flustered you're getting right now, but how much you seem attached to that idea. I thought anything between us was just meant to be some casual stuff on the side, but you just gotta display it in such a roundabout way instead of directly saying it. No, I don't have much of a problem with it, but you always seemed so concerned with it being a little secret. I wouldn't have expected this move from you. Don't worry, people are being noisy enough that this conversation won't be heard by anyone else. Though, if you want this taken somewhere a little more private... Well, was that a yes or a no? Good. Follow me. There's sure to be a spare room somewhere in this place. Nah, everyone's probably too focused on their conversation or drunk antics to notice us slipping away together. Okay, let's check. Fuck yeah, first time. Oh, please, no need to act so humble. I totally know you're impressed. Here, give me a drink. I can place it over here. You want to close the door before someone notices us in here? I thought you wanted something a little more private. I assumed a closed door would be part of that. Good. Now, don't move. No, we don't have to go over there. I'm perfectly comfortable with your back right against this door here. Unless you're not. I thought you'd like this. No, no. Don't try to avert your gaze. I'm trying to talk to you, you know. Better. So, was this what you really wanted at this party then? Try and show off to everyone that you're mine, that we were a thing? I mean, I know I'm real open about stuff, but I would prefer if you didn't go behind my back about this, you know. No, I'm not mad at you. Trust me, I would have been all on board with this if you just simply talked to me beforehand. You're sorry. Well then, how do you plan to make this up to me then? What's the matter? Got your own tongue, kitty? I don't think so. That wouldn't make things up for me. No, actually, I think I know how you can make it up to me, but only if you're consenting, of course. Yes, right here, right now. Look, you know, college parties, there's a bunch of sex going on around here. People won't be so surprised. And besides, we're right against the door, so if anyone tries to walk in, they're going to be immediately stopped. And I know how to be quiet enough to hide behind the ambience, so all of that is up to you. You're willing to try? Then allow me to cast a little spell on you, if you will. Give me those arms. I'm gonna hold them right above your head. There we go. You better not squirm around too much on me. The spell won't be as effective if you do, will it? Good kitty. I'm glad I have such a willing test subject like you. Now, the only thing you have to do here is let me know if you want me to stop, and then I will. Easy as that. Now, with my other hand, I just need to slowly take this down your body. And oh, how convenient, there's a way for me to slip it right down here. Wow, did you not want to be quiet with this? Just let everyone know what's happening in here? My goodness. It really takes the right tone of voice and just the smallest of actions for me to get you so turned on for me, doesn't it? Even in such a public place like this, always so eager and willing for me, aren't you, slut? Then I suppose you won't fully mind if I start to play around down here a little too.
You can bite down on that lip if you want to stay silent. I can feel how much you're trembling anyway. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Yeah? Good. The spell's working wonderfully so far then. Then lose your strength and fall to the floor now, you hear? Wouldn't want you to slip right out of my hands. How does it feel that everyone's so careless partying and chatting outside and none of them even realize you're being used for the slut that you are, so weak and hopelessly toyed with in my arms, and you're loving every moment of it. Especially if I were to just do this. Hey, be careful there. Do I need to stop holding your arms up so I can cover that mouth of yours? Well then, you need to do a better job of being silent for me then. Wouldn't want the spell to be interrupted halfway through. Who knows what side effects that could have for us. Oh, you're loving this, right? That I can have my way with you whenever and wherever I want if I just simply asked it. Because I love how eager you are for my touch, how eager you are to please me even when you did something behind my back. You're such a good, slutty kitty for me, and I simply can't get enough of this, especially considering where we are right now. I know you're doing your best to be quiet, but you simply must tell me whenever you start to feel close, okay? It's a very important part of that spell. Along with me having to take things a little faster with you now. Oh, it's okay. Oh, you can simply close your eyes now, you... Focus on what I'm doing for you. And then, just imagine what else I could do with you. Imagine me taking things even further with you from here. Maybe I could put a collar and leash on you, so everyone here would know who you belong to, instead of having to guess. Maybe I could start playing with you like this in the middle of the party. You could let yourself be as loud as you want there. Just imagine the shy little one in the corner being proven as the biggest whore of them all here. Or your face shows it just how much you love the idea of that. Didn't realize I had that much of an exhibitionist in my hands. Even if it's just purely in a fantasy realm. Don't worry, we don't have to take things any further than this. I'm honestly loving this more than enough already. Oh, what was that? Did you have a little something in your throat there? Oh, you're getting close now? It's because of me doing this? Yeah? Oh, you're nearing the edge, kitty? Well then, I think the spell's working fantastically on you then. But there's one very important last step. Yeah, just gonna free you from my hands. There. What do you think of the spell? Well, I simply thought that it would liven up this party if a certain little kitty was in heat. Now, make my fingers dry. This wouldn't be so well hidden if you were still on this hand now, would it? Oh, that's it. Oh, keep sucking till they're all nice and clean. Good kitty. What now? Well, there's still a party out there to be enjoyed, isn't there? Come on, it'll still be fun. You can hang around me, be a good little kitty for your owner. I mean, show off our matching costumes, no? Well, I'm sorry if you didn't want me to tease you like this. You could have told me all about this beforehand instead of keeping it a surprise. Tell you what, were you planning on getting anything done once you left here? Right. Then maybe, at some point, we can slip out a little early, and then I can continue from there. And after that, we could maybe talk about all this and where we stand. No, not the negative, pissed off at you kind of talk, the talk where we can examine your thought process and where we could go from there. I was talking about me fucking you more in public, but if you want to talk about that too... Anyway, does that sound good? Cool. Remember, I'm busy tomorrow, so it might not end up being all too long once we're back at my place. That won't be a problem with you. Great. Okay. Have your drink back now. Let's head back to the party.